Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. Here is my review of Voyeurs de Venus by Lydia Diamond, directed by Russ Tutterow at Chicago Dramatist Theater. Voyeurs de Venus is an intelligent, stylish look at exploitation. Chicago Dramatist has for 27 years helped develop playwrights, and their work with the talent Lydia R. Diamond is on display with Voyeurs de Venus. This outstanding world premiere is complex yet smoothly flowing, intelligent without polemic, with empathetic, fully rounded characters. Playwright Lydia R. Diamond has her say about many topics without losing focus on her main theme. The play is about exploitation in all forms, up to and including the exploitation of self, says director Russ Tutterow. Voyeurs de Venus weaves three stories into a seamless, flowing drama that quickly hooks us and keeps us fully engaged. A contemporary PhD social anthropologist, Sarah Washington, played by Tanya Richard, is commissioned to write a book about Sarte Bartman, who is played by Penelope Walker. Sarte is an African woman who was taken from her village in 1810 and displayed in the streets and medical schools of Paris. She was derogatorily named the Hottentot Venus due to her voluptuousness rear end. Sarah struggles and has haunting dreams about finding the truth in telling Sarte's story. These dream sequences were dazzlingly staged with traditional African dance and sexually charged role-playing. The weaving of Sarah's dreams, her struggle with herself, and her publisher to find Sarte's voice, while Sarah fights her own ethnic battles to define the line between personal ambition, historical truth, and racial exploitation. Will her book finally free the Venus or continue her exploitation? Diamond marvelously flashes back, so we see how Sarte was exploited first by the Dutch family, then by the Englishman Dunlap, who was played by Ron Quaid, and finally by the dangerous Frenchman George Culver, played eerily by Michael Joseph Mitchell. We move smoothly from contemporary scenes where Sarah struggles to find Venus's essence with the loving, patient support of James, played by Christopher Corden, her husband. Frequent interaction with Booker, who's played by Alfred C. Kemp. Booker is her editor, and she has a sexual romp with the editor several times during the play. Sarah and Sarte speak in an imaginary communication that molds and tells a lot about each character. The flashback scenes reveal the stunning degradation Sarte suffered due to her basic trustworthiness. We see that she is an extremely intelligent person. She spoke four languages, and she understood what was happening to her. She retreated into alcohol to numb her pain. Penelope Walker as Sarte and Tanya Richard as Sarah offer sharp, nuanced, and believable performances, while Michael Joseph Mitchell's creepy Colvier was telling. Alfred C. Kemp's Booker was commanding and truthful, while Cameron Fagan's Millicent was movingly real. Diamond frankly examines exploitation that has a strong sexual charge to it, as we see the perversion that the obsessed father of modern anatomy, Colvier, literally gets off on his bloody dissections of animals. The connection of science, obsession, and sex are deep taboos that Diamond explores. The ultimate perversion occurs when Colvier sees Sarte as a species, the link between animals and humans. The play's structure works nicely as it moves through the storyline swiftly and coherently. We empathize with Sarah and, of course, Sarte, and we see Booker's modern African-American survival techniques at play as he attempts to point out to Sarah the realities of success for African-Americans in the 21st century America. This intellectually stimulating play is rich in ideas, perhaps containing a few too many. I'd advise cutting the monologues about gentrification of the neighborhoods, which is probably Wicker Park, and the other monologue about Lakeshore Drive, since they were irrelevant to the story despite being beautifully written. I'd also trim the last dream sequence by quite a bit and cut one of the bedroom scenes with Booker, since Act 2 starts to drag a tad as it appears to become a little bit repetitive. Sometimes less is more. However, on the whole, Voyeurs de Venus is a compelling, brilliant play, rich in powerful themes that tells an important story. This is a complex drama with sophisticated staging that seamlessly weaves several stories in a refreshingly new take on the dehumanizing effects of exploitation that is tastefully presented. Lydia R. Diamond is a marvelous writer and a gem of a dramatist, and Russ Tudorov's production is magnificent. This is quite a sophisticated play when you consider that this is the world premiere, and I saw one of the first three or four performances. My rating on this show, highly recommended. The show is Voyeurs de Venus at the Chicago Dramatist Theater, which is at 1105 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago. The performance schedule runs Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3. The running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. It runs through April 15th. For tickets, call 312-633-0639. That's 312-633-0639. This is Tom Williams. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.